Hello, everybody. Hello, 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 hello. How are you doing today? I hope you are fine. I hope you are good. From anywhere you're listening to me from right now, you are welcome to this podcast, Just With Melody, your one-stop podcast for fun, just and entertainment. I'm your host, your friend and your sister, Melody. Thank you for coming here to listen. Trust me, you're going to enjoy every bit of it. If this is your first time of listening to me, this is me saying thank you for coming and welcome. You're going to enjoy every bit, every episode. You would enjoy everything. And if you're family already, thank you for always coming back. Now we're going to have an exciting time in this episode. So make sure you call your friends and your family so we can have an amazing time together. Welcome once again to Just With Melody. Guys, today's episode is financial intelligence. But before we go further, how was your day? Hope it wasn't too stressful. Anyway, it's Saturday. It's a beautiful day, a beautiful evening. Mine went well. It wasn't so stressful. Do you know one man wanted to slap me? Like, he wanted to park his car and slap me. If you want to hear the gist, if you want me to record the gist and tell you about it, reach out to me on my social media handles and I'll do that. If not, that's how people will know the gist. Yo, so if you want to know, you gotta share. You gotta tell me so that I'll share. All right, so we're discussing financial intelligence with no other than Shekinah Glory Agbilai. Now, Shekinah Glory is someone that I met, an amazing, amazing person, one of the amazing people that Obafemi Awolowo University gave to me. Yes, I think that school is one place that, I mean, I think every school anyway gives you that opportunity to actually connect, and you connect with very good network, okay, not just any connection. And we've known each other since 2013 2014, if I'm mistaken, so that's like 7 years and counting, and thus far it has been amazing. Now, she's a business enthusiast with strong interest in finance, real estate, and digital marketing. Now, over the years, she has helped many people birth business ideas to reality. You know those people who they will just sit down, they will help you think. Like, after asking you a number of questions, say know your strength and all of those things, they'll just help you think. How about you do something like this? Do you think you can do it? Before you look like this, business have come. Before you think it, business have come. That's the kind of person that Shekinah is. And she currently works as a staff in Oxford International Group, a company diversified in various business sectors. She studied sociology and anthropology. Yes. In OAU, girls, and she hates poverty, eh? She hates it so much, and she always wants to make an impact in the lives of people. Now, those are one of our driving force in life. She's a committed minister of the gospel, and she has pioneered and pastored Christ Fellowship International, OAU, and from time to time she organizes outreaches to hospitals, orphanages, and prisons to win souls for Christ. I mean, she's just so versatile. She's so versatile. There are so many things. I mean, she's doing so many things. So many things at the same time, people. Hey, now, I don't mean people who just do so many things and just wasting their time. Everything that she does, she achieves so much from it. So she's that vast, and at the same time she's achieving so much. So I mean, I just had to let her in. I mean, give us dishes from this and tell us about money, financial intelligence. Now, I hope you have your pen, your paper. I have mine with me, because there's so much to learn from this lady. So much to learn, and I will come back later and we'll talk. But I need you to call everybody. If your family and friends are not here right now, make sure you call them. Nobody should miss from this, okay? So I will be driving to go and see her, okay? So my Buddha drive, you get it. of course, there's no traffic on the road, but we don't drive. So listen to this short musical break, Time Na Money by Mike Okri. And I'll be back. No, she will be back, actually. She will be live and running. I'll see you later.
Hey, my friend, Time Na Money. Make you not play with your work, you dear. Gossip, no spoil another man. Use your time well. Do better thing. Money that they come from heaven. Do better thing. Money goes come. Now true word that they tell you so.
Hello, good day. Wow, I'm so excited to be here. My name is Agbila Ishekinagnori Enyola. And I'm also a fan of this page. Thank you so much, Melody, for this opportunity. You're a very great person. Thank you for adding value to my life. Thank you for the G's. Thank you for the laughters. In fact, now let me find Miss Melody first. She's my friend, my sister, my confidant. And we've known way back from the university. We both studied in Abafemi Awolowo University, and you know, now you have to farm as a great person. I'm trying to be as gisty as you. You know, I've never really done this before, but thank you so much for this opportunity to speak to a lot of people on this platform. And also, I would like to thank you, the listeners of this podcast, for subscribing, for being part of the success story. Now, we've grown to an audience of about 1,500. Almost, and it's all because of you. I want to specifically thank you for this, and of course it's because of the value you get from here. If not, will you waste your time on this? No, there's never been a time that I listened to this podcast and I wasted my time, and it's all because of the value that Miss Melody brings to us. Thank you so much, Miss Melody, for this, for adding color to our life through this podcast. Yeah. Thank you so much. Now let's cut to the chase and the reason why we are here. Today, we're here to learn about financial intelligence. Financial intelligence. Wow. Now I'd like to first ask the question. To answer this question, what is financial intelligence? Who is financial intelligence for? And when does financial intelligence start? Now, what is financial intelligence? I'd like to begin. You know, Wikipedia defined financial intelligence as a type of business intelligence constituted of the knowledge and skills gained from understanding finance and accounting principles in the business world, and understanding how money is being used. Now, this is a business world definition, you understand? But let me bring it down to the layman. I want to extract something from this old definition, which is understanding how money is being used. That is what financial intelligence is all about. Understanding how money is being used, whether you're a businessman, whether you're a 9-to-5 job person, or you're a career person, or you're a student, whatever category you are in, this topic is for you. You need to understand how money is being used. There's a saying that says, when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse of it is inevitable. You have to know what
the purpose of money is. Like, what is the purpose? Why do you want to have money? Why is there money in the first place? Who brought about this ideology of spending money? What is money all about? And this will make you make positive action, take positive actions towards that. So, financial intelligence is simply understanding how money is being used. So you need to know the purpose of money. Then who is financial intelligence for? Is it for the rich? Is it for the poor? Is it for anybody? It is for everybody. Every single person can be financially intelligent. You can live your best life if you are if only you are financially intelligent. You can live your best life. No matter the money that comes to your hand, no matter the status you see yourself as, you understand, you can be financially intelligent. You can live your best life. You can live your best life. Now, how rich is rich supposed to be? Like, you understand, I know what I'm saying. It might look like I'm saying bad English. Like, how rich do you consider richness to be? Some people see being rich as from 100,000. Okay, that's when you can say you are rich, or 50,000 or 30,000. Some people like, 1 million, that's a lot of money. 10 million, that's a lot of money. 100 million, that's a lot of money. So, whatever that is, you need financial intelligence to sustain your lifestyle and to grow from whatever level you are to another level. You understand? So, like, let's say maybe you're trying to leave this level from where you are. Who is it for? It is for you. Maybe you're probably trying to know how to manage your lifestyle, to manage your finance in a better way and enjoy, get the best out of it. This podcast is specifically for you, and also you are trying to grow from one level to the other. This podcast is specifically for you. Now, which takes me to the next. When exactly does financial intelligence begin? Does it begin when you reach your goal, your money goals, or does it begin when you consider yourself not to have anything? Now, financial intelligence, the best time to be financially intelligent is when you do not have, when you have not reached where you're going to, or probably even more. That is the best time to be financially intelligent. Because it is like a pre-planning of what you want to be. This is the time you might say, this topic is not for me. Probably this topic is not for me. But the best time to be financially intelligent is when you consider yourself not to have attained what you ought to attain. So it's not until you have $1 billion in your account before you can start becoming financially intelligent. I know of a particular person that worked in an oil company, the man, and throughout when he worked there, he worked for it and he retired and a lot of things. Just a few years, 1 year or 2 years, like, and he started living like a pauper, a beggar, and his lifestyle changed back to from where he was coming from. Why? He was not financially intelligent. And he now developed his disease and he started running around looking for a way to raise funds for medical bills and everything. That is the worst state a person can be, where people consider you to be rich, but and actually where people consider where you have been rich, when you have handled money, and you now came back to when it is better never to have handled money than when you have handled money and you're back to that. You have tasted how wealth is supposed to be. You understand? You have tasted millions and you could not show anything for it. Yeah. You understand? So, because that is why you need financial intelligence. It has little to do, nothing to do with household witches. You know, in Africa, we attribute everything to witches, wizards, demons, everything. You understand? Financial intelligence is best when you know, when you have not attained anything, and it starts from now. It starts from reading of books, moving with people that are financial freaks, financial experts, and a lot of things. So that when this money comes to your hand, you will not mismanage it. You will know exactly how to channel money and how to use it. Now, there's an adage Yoruba says that if they give a child money, what it will use it to buy is just all the child thinks about money is spending. Then I came across a Facebook post about Rihanna. We all know Rihanna, this celebrity, of how she started in the music industry and she's now the richest female musician in the world, and even richer than Beyonce. What exactly did she do? You understand? That's why we're here to guide you today. Later, we'll get to the thing. And I was like, a lot of things she did. Now, have you ever seen, come across posts of Nollywood actors that were actors that we liked them and they now started begging for funds and finances and everything? You get, I'm not mocking anybody. You get, I'm not mentioning names, but I want you to picture yourself in that. Yes, there's a part the government had to play in it, or maybe people that are in the body on anything, the institutions they signed up with. But there's a part you also have to play in your financial intelligence. You have to be smart. You have to not add emotions to money. Money is a game. It is actually a game. And if you know how to play it well, you will be a master of it. It will not rule you. You will actually rule it. It will not defeat you. You will defeat money. So financial intelligence starts from when you don't have. In fact, if you don't have, I want you to celebrate yourself. Wherever you are, you can just start by clapping for yourself, because you are in the best position you can ever be in your life. In order for you to plan ahead of time, you need to plan ahead of time, because there's a lot of people that they have, but they don't know. You know the song, some have food but cannot eat, some can eat but have no food. We have food and we can eat. You know that song when we were in primary school. So, but you are in the best position you are in life. So you are not under a course, you understand? You are where you are in order to get capacity. Financial intelligence is the capacity building for financial freedom. Now, which takes us to the next question, which is, what is the goal of financial intelligence? The goal of financial intelligence is to help you and enable you to have financial freedom, where you are free from the burden of and the worries of when next am I going to eat? Where next is money coming from? How you get those questions, you begin to ask yourself, what's next? And you begin to think. Ah, and you begin to think that, oh, it's all in the hands of God. Yes, everything is the hand of God, but you also have your role to play. So this is why we are discussing this topic with you, so that you will never be in a position where you are broke in life. Miss Melody really loves you guys so much and loves every one of us. That's why she wants this value to be added to you. So you need financial intelligence in order to have financial freedom. And we will discuss that with you in the next segment of this topic. Okay. we're talking about financial intelligence, and now we're talking, yes, we're still on the topic, and now we'll be talking about habits of a financially intelligent person. First and foremost, what makes financially intelligent people who they are? Number one, they have a good saving culture. They are habitual savers. They save. They save. And when you hear the word save, it's not time for you to, your heart to beat. That means I will not spend any money, everything for saving. Every time, save. No. You have a particular amount of money, a percentage that you save. Understand? And you have a strong reason why you save. For example, I noticed that, okay, I think I need new tops right now. My tops are quite old. Okay. I planned out, okay, this is what I want to save towards this. Getting new tops. You understand? Or getting new on this. Getting new bags or new shoes. You save for it. You don't just spend impulsively. You can have a saving plan. Okay, if I do this, if I save like so this thing, how many days? That means I'll be able to get this. Yes. So when you need to have a strong reason why you want to save. If not, you will not save. Then we all know about this fixed deposit, right? It's another saving. Fixed deposit where you want to just, you have some money, maybe a huge amount of money, you just want to save somewhere, you just keep it somewhere, and where you will not be able to access it for a period of time. And you get your money back, and you'll be able to get interest. Yeah, actually, I can actually introduce you to one which even pays very much more. Like, Melody knows I'm into a lot of things now. Now, in banks, you know, you do fixed deposit and you keep your money for maybe probably a year or stuff like that, and you come and there's little interest on it and everything. And there's no much different from when you put the money there and when you came to collect the money, just because you just want to save. Now, there are opportunities to save that gives you as much as 45% interest. Yes, 45% interest. And do you know that even that interest can be paid to you upfront? I actually work in a company that does that, and you could Oxford company where you save, there's where you invest in, it's more like savings, investment in form of savings, where you get that, you can get your capital, I mean your profit upfront, while your capital is kept for you for a time range. So you could call me, I'll drop my number, you understand, so that you could get to know more information about that. Then, you know, the traditional banks that we have now, that where you do fixed deposit that does not pay, but this is a fixed deposit model that pays as much as, that means as much as 45%. Maybe you probably wanted, you have 100,000 naira you want to save somewhere and you don't want to touch it, maybe you're from your business money or something like that, you save it somewhere and you have like 45,000 naira return, which you can actually get at the beginning of the contract or at the ending. What are you actually saving into? I don't want to talk much about it right now, but because we have a lot of things to cover, but you can get to me about that. So investments, we talk about investments. There are many investment opportunities everywhere, and not just that, investment has to do with, okay, you invest in yourself, in your business, inside also, or you invest in passive investment. I would like to categorize it into active and passive investment. For example, maybe you are a 9-to-5 job person, like you work in your office and you want to have another source of income. Now, I believe in multiple sources of income. Like I said, you don't need to be emotional about money. You need, if you have the ability to multiply money, you are financially intelligent. I don't mean multiply money by gambling. That's not the way to multiply money. You're working in a 9-to-5 job. You also want to have a side also. Maybe probably you sell jewelries, you sell earrings, you sell undies, you sell wristwatches, you sell that. Yes, that could be a side of investment, active investment, where you are actively involved in the investment. Being in a 9-to-5 job does not hinder you from doing other things in order to multiply your sources of income. Now, the goal might be to be able to meet up to the target, not that such that even if they come today and tell you that you're not working to with us again, you don't have any fears. You understand? Then there's passive investment where there is an active company, structured, well-organized company that with legal backings recognized by the country, and your money is put there and there's returns for you every single, maybe depending on the contract. So one of the habits of a financially intelligent person is investment, generating passive income such that you are resting but your money is working for you. So you could also message me for informations on this. There are different platforms of this. And okay, another habit of a financially intelligent person is that they take advantage of opportunities. You have discovered a need in your place of work, for example. Let's say, for example, in your place of work, you discover that they have there's this problem with going out to get lunch. You understand? And you could actually have run a business with your friend that does food, that will be doing food delivery package for them. And you get to, there are many ideas, food delivery package for them, and you get your gain, you get your percentage, you get a rise for every food delivery that was delivered to them in the office. It's all about taking advantage of opportunities, seeing every problem as an opportunity. Now, you discover opportunities from observation. You understand? You discover opportunities from observation. They are observant. Financially intelligent people are very, very, very also observant. Very, very observant. And from that, they're able to draw out business ideas, business opportunities. Another attribute of a financially intelligent person is they are eager to know new opportunities and are willing to take calculated risk. Now, you need to be open-minded to be financially intelligent. Anytime different opportunities come to you, don't just wave it off. Oh, they have started again. No. You need to listen to everything. Listen. Because what can change your life can be in what that opportunity that person is bringing. Now, I'm a person that have different places of, I invest in different things. I don't attach emotions to money. For example, if I have 100,000 naira now, for example, and I have two opportunities before me or four opportunities before me and everything, I will not put all my eggs in one basket. I will share it in different places. Especially when I've observed that, okay, this thing is legitimate, this thing is legit and everything. So that, you know what? Because one person I respect used to say, one plan is no plan. Two plans is one plan. I believe in plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. Your work too is a risk. If they call you today and say, okay, sorry, something happened, something like that, is that going to be the ending of your life? So you must be willing to listen to opportunities. I have invested, I'm diversified. I'm into real estate. I'm into different investments and different things. Yes, you can call me jack of all trades. I'm still a master. I'm a master of all. You get what I'm trying to say? So I don't take, and if another person is bringing another opportunity, I listen. Then I calculate, okay, will I be able to do it? You should be a good listener than a good talker. That's what is going to make you stand out. I remember on Sunday, one of my colleagues in my department talked to me about an opportunity, and he was telling me that, okay, that would like me. I said, okay, why not? If you know businessmen, they're always listening to opportunities. They don't take opportunities for granted. They don't take it with levity. Then another thing is, habit of a financially intelligent person is the ability to stretch their self. Okay, for example, you say, I'm not a computer person, I cannot do it. No, you need to be able to come out from your comfort zone. That's the word. They come out from their comfort zone. They are willing to do anything for financial freedom. Now, we all talked about the purpose of being financially intelligent is for financial freedom. Now, I'm into digital marketing, trying to get affiliate marketing. Never knew about all these things before. They have a learning spirit. And that's what makes them who they are. And finally, a financially intelligent person, they know how to monetize their talents. I'll talk about it at the ending part of this. Monetizing your talent. You know how to cook. You don't let it waste like that. You could incorporate it into doing something. Maybe there's a signature meal your friends talk about that you know how to do, and you could actually be, you can even major on that and sell. You know how to swim. You know how to swim. Have you ever thought of teaching people how to swim and making money out of it? The things you do freely, like you think that, okay, maybe you could look at a talent of yours and you're like, how can I monetize this? That is one of the habits of a financially intelligent person. Now, habits of a non-financially intelligent person. Wasteful and uncalculated spending. They spend a lot. Secondly, they owe debts a lot. Owing of debts. Debt. It's a very, very bad habit. I've even seen rich people that owe debts too. Yes, it is very possible. Debt, it shows the state of your mindset. It is a very wrong habit. It's a very thing. If you see something like now, for example, if I see a clothes I like and I don't have the money right now, what do I do? I meet the owner of the clothes. I make deposits for that clothes and I say I'll come back for it. Instead of taking the clothes from the person, taking it to start wearing it on credit. And if I'm owing you, I'm someone like, if I'm owing you 10 naira, I'm never comfortable with it. It is not financially intelligent to owe. It's not a financially intelligent attribute. In order to owe debts, you need to avoid it as much as possible. Owing of debts, because your money is just flying everywhere. No savings is another attribute. No investments. Then people that are not financially intelligent, they are very rigid. They are not flexible. They are stick to one pattern of doing things, a particular way of doing things. One particular way of thinking. They are not ready to diversify. Another attribute of non-financially intelligent people is they are lazy. They are very, very lazy. Laziness. People that love to, he said that a little sleep, there's a Bible verse that says a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding on your hands, so shall poverty come upon you like a plague. See, laziness will not lead to anywhere. You have to be up and doing. It does not mean, hard working does not mean physical work majorly. It means mental work. You need to think. You need to put your brain to mental thinking. Like, you need to put your brain to work. Another attribute of non-financial intelligent person is they does not take advice. They do not take advice, sorry. Don't mind my English. They do not take advice. Yeah, they discard the advice of everyone around them. So, as we go to the concluding part, stay tuned. Now, conclusively on financial intelligence. There is a practical step I'd like you to take from today's lesson, which is you need to get two notebooks. Now, you'll get two notebooks and I'll tell you why, what those notebooks are for. The first one is for your budget, for planning your budget, which is for pre-planning of what you will do with your money, like pre-planning your expenses, pre-planning what you want to do, probably this is what you save, this is what you want to use for this, this is for your feeding, this is for your accommodation, this is for this and that. You understand? Probably. So you have to pre-plan that. So, you know, when you fail to plan, you have planned to fail. It's not until you, like, I remember what I said in the first section. Financial intelligence does not start when you already have everything now, the money. It starts from when the money, or maybe probably you don't even have it yet, or like that. So when you don't have the money yet, or when you have not been able to do that, so you have to pre-plan. What can I do with 30,000? If someone give me 50,000, now what will I do with 50,000? If 1 million come to my hands, probably what will I do with that? So you have to be planning. This goes to savings, this goes to this, this goes to paying of this bill, this goes for this course, this online course I want to go to, this goes for my clothing, this goes for this, this goes for that. So that's what budget is all about. It's about pre-planning, like planning ahead of time before you start spending those stuffs. So, which is a very practical step for you. Then expenses, the second book is for expenses. It's more like for tracking your expenses. Now, the money has come to your hands, or probably not, you get the money have come to your hands, or maybe there's money with you. And every day, every single person should have a book for expenses. And I don't mean digital book, you need to buy a notebook. I am that analog, yes. I am an analog person when it comes to my expenses. You need to write everything that you're using your money. You bought one Coke, write it down. Two Fanta, write it down. It is true that you'll be able to appraise yourself whether you or not you are really following your budget, and help you to know where to cut the excesses. You understand? Okay, maybe you got data, 6,000 naira. You get you keep buying data, or you bought you were passing and there was this suya man, you could not resist or anything. You write everything down. You write every single thing you do down, and to be able to keep track of your expenses, maybe at any, and it should be every day you update that. You understand? Then you review those two books at the ending of maybe every week, every month. You understand? You have to review it. Then but that book for tracking your expenses is something you must review possibly every day or two days or stuff like that, or possibly every week, to be able to know how your spending is. But that book of expenses must be filled every single day. Don't procrastinate. Don't have the temptation that I'll do it tomorrow. You will forget what you bought yesterday or the day yesterday. So as long as that particular day, you can, maybe if you don't even have the book with you, then you have it at home. Find where you write it on your notepad, probably on your phone, then when you get to, you transfer it to that book in order to be able to see. You need to run your own life, your personal self, as a business, as if you are accountable to one boss. You understand? If you are not able to run your life, you're not able to run other things that will be committed into your hands. So you have to treat yourself as a business. You are an entity. So you need to track those things you bought. Okay, you dash somebody 2,000 naira. Okay, you write it down. You wrote, you bought biro, you bought this. Every single day it should be updated. Now, so we have understand the difference between budget and expenses. Your budget is something you plan to do, while your expenses is what you have done and you're already keeping record of that. And what will this help you to do? To be able to track whether you are in line with your budget. You understand? There should be no emergency. Yes, if there is emergency stuff, that means you have to forego of some alternatives. Like, you have to forego some forego some things you want to do, so that you'll be able to balance up what you immediately did. I think you understand what I'm trying to say. For example, now, you plan to get something of 5,000 naira, or pay your DSTV bill of maybe 2,500 or stuff like that. Then something came up which was not part of your budget, but you planned for it. You understand what I'm trying to say? Something came up which was not part of your budget, but you didn't plan for, sorry. that is equal to that amount, you have to forgo that other thing that you intended to do with the money to balance up, so that you don't start running in debt. So that's the idea of record keeping of books. It does not mean living a stingy life, but it's just for setting records straight. In fact, or emergency giving, or somebody quickly needed something, you have to just forgo something to be able to balance up. The idea is trying to stick with your budget, and also, yes, although the budget is not the major rule you get, but it's going to help you to guide your spending and know what to keep track of how things, and you'll be able to know when you're making progress, when more money is coming to your hands. Now, we talked about side hustles, right? Like, for example, maybe your 9-to-5 job was giving you 10,000, maybe you were earning 50,000 from your 9-to-5 job, or 100,000 from your 9-to-5 job. Then you created a side hustle that gives you returns of 30k. You understand? That means your next budget you are planning will be around 130k. What do you want to use 130k to do? You understand? From 100k to 130k and stuff. So you'll be able to be know that you're making progress, and from then you can know, okay, I can increase my lifestyle. Maybe I don't deserve let's say I don't deserve this this small package I'm doing. I can increase it. Yes. So when your lifestyle is already, your basic amenities is already saying that, okay, like your money is knowing, normally your needs is more than what you get, what you actually need, not actually what you want. That means you need to increase your sources of income. It does not really mean that you have to, I have to manage. No, managing sometimes might not be the way. What you might actually need should be, might be increasing your capacity for more income in order to meet up with that lifestyle that you want. You understand? So it might be, okay, what do I want to do? I want to be making gizzard stuff, seasoned meat, put on my WhatsApp, or fruit salad, in order to be able to get more money to be able to meet up with what I want to do. You understand? So it's not about, that's how money works. Money does not work by, okay, being sentimental, okay, you want to, and at the end of the day, you have nothing left. That means you have to increase the sources of, so that nothing is a liability to you. Yeah, nothing is a liability to you. You see all those luxury cars that all these rich people have, those luxury houses and everything, it is not a burden to them. It's like spare change. If a rich man has a car, he has something that is sustaining the fueling of the car. He will not need to go and looking for where he will be borrowing money to fuel car to do that. So it is self-sustaining. So everything it can be generated for. You understand? Not like you're doing everything and there is nothing to show for it, like you're just managing. No. That's not what makes rich people rich people. You understand? Is because they can actually afford that lifestyle. Now, your lifestyle could be like, okay, for now, what you can afford is a Corolla or Toyota. Does not mean you are lesser than someone that can afford Benz. It does not have anything to do with your status. Yes, in a way. If that is what you could afford, that so that when they say, okay, bring this part, let me repair this part of the car, this spare part. And let's repair it. It will not take a lot from you. That means you on a normal day you can part away with the money for the spare parts of that car. Not living a gbese lifestyle in order to impress other people. Sorry for people that don't understand Yoruba. Gbese means debt, like debt. Someone that owes debt. It means debt. So that's all I would like to say. So you have to be very intelligent to be able to control money. Money is a spirit. Money is a game. And until you understand that game, you will be able to play it as a master. This is going to be the conclusion of today's topic. And once again, I want to thank my friend Temitope Melody Adeoye for this opportunity. And also, I want to thank you viewers. listeners to this podcast. So please, you can also reach me on my social media handles, Facebook, Shekinah Gloria Aguilai, you can reach me there and on Instagram, Shekinah_Glory_A. You understand? On Shekinah Gloria Aguilai on Instagram, on LinkedIn, Shekinah Gloria Aguilai. So please, and you can also send messages to through those media handles. You can ask your questions on investments you want to, suggestions for investments, and also for savings, and yeah, other things. So I'll be able to, I'm fully available to guide you through the process on what to do to get started. Thank you very much.
Hey everyone, you are welcome back. My book is full presently. I don't know about you, but my book is so full with so much wisdom that Shekinah Glory has shared with each and every one of us. And I hope you made lots of jottings like I did. And thank God this is a podcast. You can come here at any time to listen to this over and over again. Being financially intelligent is your way to being financially free, financially independent. Okay, it's not a one day's job, and it's not an easy job. But if you want to be financially free, you want to be independent financially, you have to do all of these things. Now, all that she has said, I mean, it's just only one part. Okay, but if you can put all of this into, I mean, you can start doing something like this. Trust me, you're going to go far. Okay, I mean, from the beginning, but I just want to hype my Zevays. Did you hear her? Did you hear from the beginning that she's a fan? Not only is she my friend, she's a fan. And I'm adding value to her life. I don't mean to be proud, but I gotta say this. If I'm not your friend, see, you're amazing. Really, yells, dude. You're amazing, babe. You're amazing. Okay? So, I hope you learned a lot. Now, what do you consider how do you consider yourself? I mean, how do you consider yourself as being rich? Do you consider yourself rich when you have some 100,000s, or you have, say, 1 million or 1 billion? What do you consider being rich? Okay, these are just snippets, okay? And also, when she said you should clap because you don't have money, don't say she's celebrating poverty. She's not celebrating poverty. She's only saying that you're presently where you are so you can build capacity for what is to come, for the amazing things that you're still going to do later. Okay, so you being financially intelligent, you have to read books. I mean, you have to read, and you have to read vast. Okay, you have to go for seminars. Thank God for online courses. Thank God for online seminars that you can attend, webinars. Thank God for videos on YouTube. And please move with people who are also financially disciplined or are also in line with being financially intelligent, because these are people who would actually help you, especially in the area of you being financially disciplined. If you're still struggling with that and you have people who are just for, we have the money, we gotta spend it. We have the money, we gotta spend it, with no plans for savings or investment. See, last, you come back with $0 in your account. Is the truth. Okay, so move with people. Ask questions. Okay, ask questions. When you see a term you don't understand, thank God for Google. Google it and still ask people. Okay, that is one way. I mean, really, that is one way. One of the ways that you can walk towards being financially free. Okay, now I need to mention also that when she used the scenario of Nollywood actors, she's in no way trying to insult them or bring any of them down. We have a number of them who are doing so well in their respective fields and even with their other businesses that they have, and they are thriving. Okay, she's only using that because these are celebs that we see. We have a number of them. Okay, we don't really hear about them so much because of maybe one bad move that they had made as regards finances, and they are struggling in that area because of that. And we even have the ordinary people that you and I know. Okay, yes, the politicians and all that, we see them, but we have those that we know. Iya Basira, Iya Titi, Baba Shegun. We have those. If you have that name, I don't know why it came, but it just happened. So these are people that we know that at one time they had. We saw them, and all of a sudden, it's as though they are back to zero level, and we don't want that. Okay, so now that you don't have that much, it is now you need to build capacity. Now you need to be financially disciplined. It is not when you start having millions and billions that's when you want to start. No. The Bible says, he that is faithful in little will be faithful in many. And that principle applies whether you're a Christian or not. When you have little and you know how well to manage it, you know, many times we kind of feel that, okay, this is my salary. Okay, at the beginning, let me use myself as an example so you'd really understand what I'm trying to say or where I'm coming from. Last year, I wasn't working. Like, I wasn't working. Do you understand? I wasn't working. There was no money. Anything I needed to buy, I literally had to meet my sister, my elder sister, for money. And that means to my sanitary towels, to my deodorants, my soap, literally everything, to offerings. See, gosh, all the money. Of course, I saved money during during NYSC days, but they didn't finish. Let me just tell you people, I'm coming here with a bare mind, because see, this year, that's why I think it was one of the major reasons why I said, no, I can't keep doing this. Yes, I would get a job and all that, but way ahead of that, I need to be financially free. And how do I do that? I need to sit. I need to think. So many times when we have the job, so now I have a job, yes, and I'm doing that. And then all of a sudden, it's almost as if it is not enough. Of course, it's not enough. But many times we just feel that, this salary is not enough again. I can't deal with this. The money is not enough. Before I will send this one, before I will do this one, before I will do this one, I need to borrow money. Hey Joe, when you didn't have the job, were you borrowing money? No. Let us be sincere to ourselves. When you didn't have the job, maybe you were sitting down on your own. You were trying to manage yourself. So why is it that when you now have the job, when you now have more money to an extent, you now feel that the money is not enough, so you need to borrow. So you put yourself in debt, and then another one comes. You're trying to set another debt and another debt and another debt. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. Live within your means. Live within your means. So you, if it means for you to cut a number of things, then please do that. Please do that. Don't compare yourself with another person who has more financial capability than you, or more financial capacity than you. Don't compare yourself. You are who you are, and you know your financial strength. Please don't go beyond your financial strength. We have so many people who do things to please others, or who just want to show off. My dear, you will show off and you go to your house and so gari. Believe me, gari without sugar. Let me just tell you. Okay, so she did mention your goal of being financially intelligent is just for you to be financially free. And she mentioned a number of investments, two types actually, active investment and passive investment. And thinking about it now, I think I'm actually doing a passive investment. So for those of you who have side hustle, who have other businesses that you're doing, you actually have active investment. She was able to explain all of that to us. Okay, so not only are you saving, don't just save and say, okay, I'm saving. You should invest. Don't just keep your money to sit. Every investor, every person into finances will tell you this. Don't just leave your money to just sit. Your money should be bringing income for you. Your money should be bringing a percentage for you, say every month, every week, as the case may be. Don't just put your money there. Don't deceive yourself and say you're putting it in your savings account and then you want to buy data. My recharge card don't finish. I won't call person. Before you look, that money is gone. So don't just leave it there sitting idle. Let your money work for you. Every financial person will tell you that. Let your money work for you. There are various investment plans, various investment programs that you can put your money into and you are safe. Okay, one of them is what Shekinah Glory has told us. Okay, so you can reach out to her. 45%, cousin. So you can reach out to her and ask her more questions, and she will put you through all of that. There are various platforms for you to save, for you to invest Get your money working for you. Don't just leave it idle. Okay? Let it work. All right? And then she mentioned habits of financially independent people and those who are not. Now, the practical aspect where she told you to get two, she told us rather, to get two notebooks or two journals, as the case may be, one for your budget and one to track your expenses. And she told us to run our lives like a business entity. See, don't give that excuse that, we'll leave everything in the hands. Don't leave everything in the hands of God. God will do his part, but you also have to do your part. That's what I mean. So when you're saying, we'll think of what we'll do when we get there, my darling, you are playing with poverty. So, yes, you need to track your expenses. Now, this is something that I do. Of course, I don't do it every time, but I'm really, really working on learning how to do this every day, like every day, so that I can track what I spend on. So, like you mentioned, when you buy Coke, you buy shawarma, you buy chewing gum, you buy this, you go out. I went out, you took one motorcycle, you took bus, your transportation, record it. Okay, if you can't do digital recording, please use the analog, like she mentioned, use a pen and paper. Okay, so you can know what you spend on, what you need to cut, and say what you can just maintain, as the case may be. Don't live above your means. Okay, yes, it is good to have multiple streams of income, like she said. See, it is very, very important in this life, whether as a single person, whether you are married, you need multiple streams of income. You need to increase your financial capacity. It's very important. But while you are yet to do that, or while you are still going there, the ones you have now, live within it. Okay, live within that means. All right, so it's important. Now, a major question she asks: if someone gives you 50k, what would you do with it? If someone gives you 1 million, what would you do with it? Now, a number of people say, I don't blow, I'm gonna go shy you, my dear. See, that money will finish, and you'll be opening your eyes and thinking, how did this happen? What did I do with this? Do you understand? So it's important that you know how you are spending. You have to track your expenses. You have to know, okay, I have budgeted for this, and how well am I saving? How well am I investing? It is very, very important. Okay, I hope you learned all of these things. I hope you learned a lot. You can reach Shekinah Glory. You can reach Shekinah Glory on Instagram at Shekinah_A. Via email shekinahglory@gmail.com or LinkedIn shekinahglory@gmail.com. Of course, I'm going to put her details so you can see it and reach out to her. If you have more questions and you want to know more about the financial opportunity that she talked about earlier, I'm going to drop it there. And I'm also going to recommend some books. Okay, these are two books that I've read, and really, it was really enlightening. And that is Smart Money Woman and Smart Money Tribe by Arise Ugwu. This woman made saving and investing so easy. So if you think that, I don't think I can get a hang of it, you would definitely get a hang of it. And it's so easy. It's almost as though you're reading a novel, but you're learning so much. I mean, you would literally be writing from everything that you're going to read from these books. So I would recommend them, not only because you're a woman, whether you're a woman, whether you're a man, I recommend this book any day, these books rather, any day, anytime. And you can follow her on IG or Twitter at Smart Money Arise. She also has a podcast, so you can always go there to listen, and it's always about money, finances. I always go there to listen. So I'm not joking. See this money. I will have this money. I would invest. And then I also follow Chioma Ifeanyi. This woman is an accountant, and she makes accounting so easy. Like, the simplest so far in this Nigeria. She makes it so easy. She makes you know that as a business owner, you need to understand your business. You need to know how to calculate. So it's something you can do on your own. I've attended a number of classes. So I can tell you for a fact that if you follow her, whether on Facebook or Instagram, You'll be glad you did. Chioma Ifeanyi Eze. I'm going to put her details as well so you can follow her. There are a number of people as well. Okay, these are people that I have tested. Okay, so I know. Okay, there are a number of people, there are a number of resources, and please keep asking questions. Things you don't understand, please keep asking. Don't keep quiet. When you're not getting it right, don't say, oh, well, last. We go deal alright. You no go deal alright, my dear. Stand and keep working at it. You don't get it in one day. You don't get it 1 week. But keep going, keep going, keep going. And I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep getting better at it. So over time, by God's grace, I pray to have more opportunities to get more people who keep talking to us about finances. Okay? So because we gotta make this money. We gotta make the money. So that when I call you to come and hang out with me in Dubai, you know that you didn't have money. That's on the lighter note, but really. Really, so thank you, Shekinah Glory. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for, thank you for dropping this gold for us. And you can get more gold when you reach out to her. And thank you so much, everybody, for coming here to listen. Next week. That's next month. Let me just be calming down. Let me be calming down so that I will not just go and say what I didn't want to say face. So thank you all so much for doing this with me. Thank you for listening. And please make sure you drop your comments. If you want to have Shekinah Glory come back again, do let me know. Reach out to me. Send me your voice message, or you can send me a message on Instagram, on WhatsApp, or you can send me a mail, and I will definitely reach back to you. I want to know what you think about this episode, okay? So until I come your way again next time, stay well, stay safe. I love you all. Bye. Mwah. Thank you.